And so I'm pleased to welcome now our guest, Pamela Mertz, to our broadcast. Pamela is the Adult Literacy Program Facilitator for Questar 3 BOCES, which offers adult education to anyone age 21 and over in Columbia, Greene, and Rensselaer counties. And let's find out just what that exactly means. So thanks for joining us, Pam.
I'm very happy to be here, Ron.
Great. I'm very happy that we finally got around to doing this. It's been a few weeks. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. The same.
BOCES stands, as I understand, for Boards of Cooperative Educational Services. It seems that the general BOCES mission is to facilitate a model of collaboration and cost containment amongst 37 such groups, which serve all but nine of New York State's 721 school districts. But what exactly, then, is Questar 3, and what is its role in education in our immediate area?
Well, Questar 3 is a BOCES program that serves school districts in the three counties that you mentioned. And BOCES, by its sheer name, being a Board of Cooperative Educational Services, we kind of partner with the school districts to offer services to the school so that we can share resources and enable schools basically to do more these days with less. So we share a lot of our resources, such as communication, PR, in addition to classes.
Okay, and as classes go, your particular field of interest, I understand, is adult literacy and English as a second language.
Yes. I am delighted to be new to the team of adult education with Questar. And actually, my title is a mouthful, but basically what that means is that I coordinate teaching literacy to adults, teaching folks that have not finish their high school education for whatever reason to become literate enough for whatever their particular goals are. They may just want to learn to read better to help their kids learn to read. They may also want to learn to read to fill out job applications or to be able to participate more fully with their community. Some actually want to get that high school equivalency diploma, so we offer GED preparation classes, and we also offer GED testing to students that finish that.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you about that.
Mm-hmm.
How important, actually, do you feel the need for this is in Greene and Columbia counties in particular, your area?
I think it's a tremendous service that we can offer to all three counties, but in particular Columbia and Greene, because the more upstate that you go, the capital region, Albany, Troy, Schenectady, there's a lot more resources for folks. But down here in these areas, Columbia and Greene counties, there's not an awful lot of resources for the folks that need them the most. And I think a lot of people are unaware of the fact that BOCES does deliver adult education services. I think a lot of people, when they hear BOCES, they think of only high school education or career technical education, or maybe even some folks still believe BOCES to be special education. Right. But we're really a well-kept secret in that we provide adult education to anybody over the age of 21, and we also provide English as a second language training. And I think that there's an awful lot of folks in these two communities that are not originally from the U.S. that need our services in order to be able to live, work, play, and thrive in their community. So we provide a tremendous service.
Yes, I see that. So it just occurs to me, I mean, I don't know, I'm not trying to ask a leading question, but do you feel perhaps that because of the nature of your potential clientele, that's one of the reasons why your services are perhaps sort of kept in the shadows, or, you know, not quite as well promoted as they might be, because of the sort of brushback over the past few years against immigration, legal or otherwise, that, you know, they're not, perhaps not considered deserving of this?
Well, that's an interesting question, and thank you for asking that. I think that's probably true to some degree, but I think the main reason that I'm here today, and I'm really thankful that you've given us some time to talk about this, is that folks in the communities just don't know what Questar and BOCES provides fully. And I think it's really important that those of us that work in education take the time to get out there in our communities, talk about what we can offer, and be willing to make these face-to-face connections so that we can talk to the folks that really need it. I think also you mentioned part of the reason, I think, is that there's a great deal of stigma and shame for adults that are not literate, or for adults that are here in the community and can't speak English. I think that stigma and that shame sometimes prevents people from reaching out and asking for help. So I think one of the services that we can do, both at BOCES and this community radio station, is to get together and get the word out there as often as we can so that folks are aware of what we are about and what we can offer. And I think that you're right to some degree with the tightening of immigration rules and laws. I think that also plays a little bit of a role in it. But the more we get the word out, the more folks will be aware of it and the more we can help.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually, though, glad that you did also mention this idea. I mean, glad, I mean, in the sense that you mentioned the idea of perhaps of shame on the part of not necessarily, you know, the immigrant community, or just people who are, you know, who have just not been able to get a handle on a reading and writing to a certain level and have just basically given up. I mean, it can't be anything but detrimental, especially considering the difficulties in getting employment. And, you know, it's not as if you can just walk in to a factory job that perhaps your parents or your grandparents at this stage of the game might have done in this area, you know, 40, 50 some odd years ago.
And you're so right. And I just want to just jump right in there, because we've had a lot of folks in these two particular counties, Greene and Columbia, that have been employed for years in some of the factories around this area, and because of the downsizing and because of the poor economy, recently lost their jobs. And many of them did not require a high school diploma to get those jobs. So now we have folks that are unemployed and suddenly find out, in order to get ahead, they have to have that education.
Right.
So
Even to go back to get training,
they need to have that. And even to be able to go to a community college such as Columbia Greene Community College, they have to have that GED or that high school equivalency diploma first.
Certainly. Right. I see that.
And we can provide that.
Huh. So actually then, how do the classes work? I mean, what expectations are there of students?
Certainly we expect that, first of all, students need to be adults over 21 years of age, and the expectation is that they are in a place in their lives that they're ready, willing, and motivated to actually do the work. We're not going to hand anybody a GED, so there certainly is some work involved. And we also have an expectation of consistent attendance to the classes. Our typical GED literacy and ESOL classes run 3 hours a day, twice a week. So there's 6 hours of instruction. And we expect, as we would for any adult, that if you're going to enroll and commit to our program, that you're going to make it a priority to be in class every day that you're supposed to be, and be on time and engaged and participate. We offer classes around the needs of students. So we have classes in the mornings, the afternoons, and the evenings as well. And our classes are in several locations throughout all three counties. But we're talking about Columbia and Greene counties. So
now, yes.
We can talk a little bit about that as well as to where some of our classrooms are.
Right. Well, go ahead, actually. Yeah, might as well, you know.
Sure. Well, we offer classes at our Questar 3 Columbia Greene Educational Center, which is right in Hudson on Union Turnpike. We have classes there in the afternoon and at night. We also offer classes during the evening at Columbia Greene Community College, which is a great place to offer GED classes to students from these two counties because it gives them that transition and that bridge right into the college.
Right.
We also offer classes in Greene County, right here where the radio station is also housed, at the Catskill Community Center twice a week during the afternoons. And we also offer classes in Coxsackie in the mornings at the Greene Accelerator on Mansion Street. And I think it's really important people understand that we've reached out to our community neighbors to offer classes where potential students are so that we can make them accessible.
Yeah, so, and I mean, it's going to try to lead into talking about some of the challenges in serving clients. I mean, we sort of touched on some of this idea perhaps of shame or of inability to kind of really navigate perhaps the system to actually determine where they can access these services. And I'm glad to see that you're trying your best to kind of make it as accessible as possible. There is a fee structure as well. I mean, it's not entirely free, but you were mentioning that there are sort of workarounds. Right? So would you like to perhaps talk a little bit about that?
Well, I'm not going to specifically talk about money, but there is an expectation. There's a small fee for all of our classes, and that fee basically covers testing. We provide the test of adult basic education for all students interested in taking any of our classes so that we can make absolutely sure that we place students appropriately so that they're going to be getting the classes that they need. So the fee covers placement testing. It covers interim testing so that we can see whether or not students are actually progressing towards their goals. And the fee also covers post-testing at the end. It includes also the official practice test for the GED and the actual GED testing itself. Classroom instruction, the 6 hours a week that a student may choose to enroll in, is actually free. So if students want to call, and we'll give the contact information at the end of our time, if students want to call, they'd be able to talk to an individual adult education specialist where we can talk to them about what they need to do. Usually if a student wants to get involved in a class, we can get them up and going within a week's time.
Oh, wow. That's actually, yeah, it's pretty impressive then, seriously. And just like one other little thing that just now occurred to me, about generally speaking, you know, how large your class size? I mean, I'm assuming you're trying to work with as small a size as possible to, you know, to get the closest one-to-one you can.
You're right, and that's a great assumption that you made. Usually we don't like to make assumptions with anything, but you're right. With adult education, it's really important that we have smaller class sizes because adults learn differently, obviously, than kids and adolescents do. But we also have the particular challenge. Adults have been out of school for a while. So it really takes some time for adults to get back up to speed, both literally with their skills, but also it takes them a while to build the confidence that they need, and that really can only be done in small group sizes. So our classes vary, again, depending on whether they're morning, afternoon, or evening classes, and the location. But we have classes as small as 4, and we have classes as large as 15. And that's about our max. That's about as much as we want in a class.
Okay. Okay. So by way of wrapping up here, Pamela, how would people get in touch with you? And you have a website, a phone number where our listeners, if they want to reach out for themselves or for media family members.
Yes. I would most definitely encourage people to call, and they can call the adult education office in Catskill and Green, Columbia and Green counties, and they can reach us at 518-828-4157, and they can also find us on the web at www.questar.org. That's Q-U-E-S-T-A-R.org.
All right. Pamela Mertz, the Adult Literacy Program Facilitator for Questar 3 BOCES. Thank you so much for joining us here on the afternoon show. And I hope that your outreach work continues with the greatest of success.
Thank you very much.
Okay.